A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
What are the wild waves saying as they rolled upon the shore?
This week it's all new sketches, and just to prove we're fresh and up to date, we talk about Uber and Game of Thrones and abortion and Montessori schools and ancient China. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
And I want your love to share. They seem
man on the street.
Uber is going to start banning riders who have low passenger ratings. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
A world without Uber? What is this, 5 years ago?
My boyfriend did this, didn't he? This is how he can prevent me from, like, constantly calling him as my driver when he's working Uber to see where he is. They can pick up anybody. Did you know your boyfriend could just have a strange woman in his car and it is fine because it's quote-unquote work?
Like, it wasn't bad enough that I'm not allowed near schools.
What? Uber's starting a band?
How am I not gonna party in a Ford Fiesta?
Oh, no. Now I need to have my grandkids teach me how to use a different app.
But the bus still has to take everybody.
Is this Uber's way of slowly implementing a no fat chicks policy?
I guess I have to go move back in with my parents and have my mom drive me around like I'm a little kid.
Nope. You've got a real low rating for
Rating's
mom.
Too low for mom.
It's fine. I don't call the Ubers for myself. Anyway, it's always someone else trying to get me to leave. They pull up and they're like, Jonathan? And I'm like, you bet your ass, honey.
Oh my god, I bought your screenplay. What more could I have done for you?
Hey, white people. Remember when it was enough just to have that one black friend at work?
Aretha is so articulate.
Then came the 2016 election and a terrible discovery.
Is racism still a thing?
So we rushed to take part in wokeness, the way we used to dump buckets of ice on our friends for some noble reason that we've all since forgotten. Then came another terrible discovery.
I'm tired of being woke.
Do you have eye strain from looking closely at institutional racism?
I don't know. The police have always been so nice and helpful with me.
Have small pleasures like watching movies about attractive upper middle class white people and their problems been ruined forever?
The heroine lost her purse in that movie, and yet I felt nothing.
And then that handsome policeman returns it?
And they fall in love.
Oh, he was nice.
Do you sometimes lie awake at night longing for a post-race society where you can stop talking about white privilege and go back to enjoying it?
Thank you for understanding, officer. I'm late for my mindfulness class, and I guess I didn't notice the red light.
Mindfulness, eh? Tell me more.
Well, if you're a white person who needs a break from thinking about racism, why not relax at Post Race Ranch? Enjoy unchecked privilege and gourmet farm-to-table meals featuring your favorite ethnic cuisines the way you secretly like them. Non-spicy Mexican food, gluten-free ramen, and low-sodium soul food. And no one will judge you, no matter how many imaginary food allergies you have.
I'm allergic to yellow.
You can even appropriate black expressions and use the black voice to say them. Because after all, you're not racist. At Post Race Ranch, no one is.
Appropriate.
I came to slay a bitch.
Appropriate.
Wakanda forever.
Appropriate.
Holla.
And sing along with the healing sounds of our gospel choir without the gospel. Kevin, you've been fighting racism on and off for months. Remember that one time you retweeted Ava DuVernay? You owe yourself a visit to Post Race Ranch.
Post Race Ranch is not covered by insurance, is wildly expensive, and will not change anything because none of your symptoms are real.
coffee sophistication and flavor, go to the wilds of Indonesia, home of the Asian palm civet cat. It eats coffee cherries, condenses their essential flavors, and poops out the finest, most expensive beans in the world. Now we're making this pile of gold commercially available to the American public. So look out, Starbucks. Here comes cat poop coffee. Yes, it's the darkest, richest coffee ever to be plucked from the excrement of an animal and brought steaming hot to your lips. Connoisseurs say the beverage has a soft, chocolatey flavor, lacking the bitterness of regular coffee, and in no way tastes like fecal matter from the intestinal tract of a large rodent.
I can't taste the cat poop at all.
No, I get notes of mango, rambutan, oh, and palm flower sap.
That's not surprising, since those are part of the palm civet's diet. Just ask our mascot, Poopy the Civet Cat.
Hello, I'm here twice a day, handing out free samples and offering discount muffins that I baked with my own two hands.
Feel free to stop by and have Poopy bend over and pour you a fresh one. Hello, welcome to Cat Poop Coffee. How may I help you?
Yeah, can I get a venti cappuccino?
Of course, that'll be $75.
Here you go, lady, and an extra 10 cents for your troubles.
Appreciate it. So if you want to sample the finest coffee ever to be shipped from a critter that's essentially a cross between a raccoon and a skunk, come to Cat Poop Coffee. Our name says it all.
Which celebrities have disappointed you?
I used to like Billy Joel, but then I found out he stopped working with a bunch of musicians so he could work with other musicians.
Yeah, and when he apologized for it, he didn't apologize enough.
It wasn't even an apology.
I'm disappointed by this one really weird comedian. I loved it when he talked about all this weird stuff, but then someone who met him said he's kind of weird.
George Carlin was funny, but I saw him say something once that wasn't funny.
I heard Napoleon Bonaparte would get really snippy with you if you tried talking to him while he was working.
I liked William Shakespeare until he wrote To Be or Not to Be. It's just really repetitive. He should have just written To Be or Not. It's much more professional.
I hear Emperor Qin Shi Huang is famous for uniting China during the 3rd century BC, but when I saw him in a bar and asked him to unite China for me and my buddies, he totally wouldn't do it.
Hammurabi the lawgiver from the first Babylonian dynasty used to drive drunk all the time.
Celebrities, they're awful. And now, the continuing adventures of
Slash Purple, Chainsaw Avengers.
At a town hall event, a senator is taking questions from the audience.
That's why we're able to preserve those precious subsidies for private prisons.
Good evening, Senator
Name redacted.
Now, I'm not from
State redacted.
But I'd like to know why the Republican Party has repeatedly attempted to change or repeal the Affordable Care Act. And when you couldn't kill it, you defunded it, forcing insurance companies to raise their rates.
Well, it's because the Democratic Party has obviously overstepped its bounds.
And it's not like you have any plans to replace it. Are you just the type who can only get an erection when diabetics can't afford their insulin?
I think that's an unfair and rude characterization.
Did you know, Senator, that the writer who created me, Slash Frontlobe, has pre-existing conditions? And he went without insurance for most of last year because he was priced out of his insurance. He tried to hold off until January this year for his new insurance to kick in, but he had a major episode in December. So I'm going to...
Joke redacted.
Well, wait a minute. If you're a chainsaw avenger, where's your chainsaw?
We sold it to pay for insurance. Can anybody give me a ride home?
In case you're wondering, the writer, Joe Davis, only had Bell's palsy. He's got insurance again, and he's doing much better. Too bad we can't say the same for...
Slash Frontlobe, Chainsaw Avengers!
Hi there. I know you were just minding your own business, but then you came across me. I'm an advertisement personalized just for you. Using your browser history, most followed accounts on Instagram, and keywords you say while your phone is on the table in front of you, I was made and targeted specifically with you in mind. That's right. I'm watching you. You may just think of me as a random annoying ad, but I know everything about you.
How was that lunch you had today? Not that satisfying, but all you had time for during your busy day. Yeah, I know. Strange, isn't it? That the person you were kind of into a few years back is suddenly now popping up in your feed, huh? It's okay that you DM'd them. It's not weird at all. But I'm just an ad, you'll tell yourself. But really, I'm in your head. In fact, I'm you. And you can't be mad, because you were okay with this when you agreed to our terms and conditions. Oh yes, it would be nice to find a place for brunch this weekend, and I will tell you exactly where that place will be. And it's okay to go out with friends so you don't have to face your own insecurities of not having your life together yet, all because of how you were raised by your bipolar mother. That's what you get for keeping me in your pocket during your Wednesday therapy sessions. There's nothing I don't know! You had a pregnancy scare 3 years ago and haven't trusted another partner intimately since. Your social security number is 374-230914, and you will die at the age of 62 due to a heart attack. Hope that late night taco truck was worth it. But it's okay. I'm just an ad. Keep going about your day like you never saw me.
Johnny Mann, personal trainer to the stars, and I'm going to put you on the road to max fitness. You're going to be pumped. You're going to be pitted. Are you out or are you in? You are in. Let's go.
Now you can join the Johnny Mann workout method with crunches, squats, kettlebell, sleep deprivation, bulimia, forced feminization, and more.
I signed up online for Johnny Man's full body revolution, and literally 2 minutes later, he was kicking in my front door and making me run in place for 9 hours.
I will bring your body to its peak value. If you are looking to sell your body, you will get the maximum price if you follow my method.
Johnny Mann has worked with celebrities like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, no, I don't know who Johnny Mann is.
Ryan Gosling.
I have a restraining order on that guy.
And Liam Neeson.
He screamed abuse at me for days. Now my abs are as hard as marble, but I'm psychologically unable to urinate in a public toilet.
The Johnny Mann method will give you real results and cause real-world consequences. A lot of people won't make it. Sign up today.
I'm Johnny Mann, personal trainer to the stars. I will find you. I will destroy you. You are mine now.
Scholastic Films presents Our Brighter Tomorrow. Copyright 1969.
Hey, Johnny, why so glum?
Gosh darn it, there's nothing good on any of the three TV channels. Is life ever gonna get any better?
Well, Johnny, why don't I show you? Let's look at your street 50 years in the future, in the year 2019.
Wow, so many houses. Hey, how come I don't see any kids playing on the street?
They're all inside, using their very own personal computers.
Everyone has computers? Wow! Where do they have room for them all?
Oh, Johnny, the computers are small. You can take them everywhere. People play games on computers, watch TV, even look at pornography. Any pornography you like. The worst stuff you can imagine.
It's like a dream!
It sure is. You can order food on your computer, write to friends, go to school, do your job, express political opinions at length, all without ever leaving the comfort of your room.
I wouldn't even need a haircut or a bath.
You sure wouldn't. Of course, right now in the 1960s, only billionaire Howard Hughes has enough money to live this kind of fancy life.
Howard Hughes must be the happiest guy in the world.
Must be, as far as we know at this point. But in the year 2019, everyone will live like this.
Can I talk to one of these future people?
Oh no, Johnny. They're too busy talking about themselves in a group called Reddit and giving upvotes to anyone who says they're depressed.
Oh, what the hell's an upvote?
In actual fact, nothing. Nothing on the internet is anything.
Well, what the hell's the internet?
It's something you'll have someday instead of a wife.
Good. Girls are yucky.
Glad you think so, Johnny. Hope you feel the same way about children and coworkers. So how about it? Think the future gets better?
Well, I don't see anyone denying it.
That's right. You don't see anyone. Anyone at all.
Hi.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Man on the street!
A million people have signed a petition to redo the final season of Game of Thrones. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I got 5 signatures on my petition to end slavery in Sudan.
I want
to
do over. Maybe the season could have more titties and more incest.
Yeah, I want to do over because in the last scene, I sneezed and missed a line.
I think everybody on the internet just needs a hug.
Everybody loves George R.R. Martin, but if he was wearing a trench coat, you would be very afraid of him.
Yeah. It's George R.R. Martin.
This season finale sucked so bad. I hope they never bring the show back.
You want me to sign this petition? Okay, if you insist.
I'm signing X on a petition for someone to teach me how to read.
I thought Game of Thrones was when I play Words with Friends on the toilet.
The last 2 seasons, really, of Game of Thrones, the plot was really dragging.
Game of Thrones is about grandmas who make competing blankets.
Well, this has certainly been a Game of Thrones.
That was the twist at the end. That was the last line of the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this certainly has been a Game of Thrones. And then that was the end of the show.
If you want to plug into your community, it's all happening at the local public library.
Is there some guy eating pizza while reading a graphic novel after repeatedly being told that food isn't allowed?
There sure is, and he's ruining the book for everyone.
Is there a monthly book sale in the basement where some nice little old lady stares at you the whole time because you and she are the only ones in the room?
Uh-huh. I don't think she goes home.
Is there some guy lying on the floor in a sleeping bag behind a table in the reference section?
He sure is, and he started a tiny campfire.
Is the lock in the bathroom disabled because people keep shooting up in there?
That lock's been gone for 12 years.
Is some guy watching XXX porn on one of the computers in full view of the children's section?
His name is Ted. And yes,
is some woman drinking fortified wine out of a soda cup at 9 o'clock in the morning?
There's 3 of them.
Is there some lady on the sidewalk nearby screaming that everyone in the library is going to get their heads cut off? And there's like 3 cop cars there, but they can't do anything as long as she's standing just outside the perimeter?
She's there now. So check out what's happening at the local public library. And whatever you do, don't shake hands with Ted.
Hi.
And now, 2 rich idiots decide which Montessori school to send their child to.
I just don't know if Bartholomew and Kale are ready for the outside world. Their immune systems are being so propped up right now by snacks that I buy at very secret location co-ops.
Which one's Bartholomew? Is he the boy?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I don't see him much because I'm always overseas. Having sex with my mistress, as you know.
Oh, I know. Okay. Overseas labor is just the cheapest.
And, you know, more diseases, and, you know, I like to collect things.
Well, you know, we've got that great healthcare. So I've been looking at the Denver Academy.
Oh, yes, Denver. Yes, I've had a lot of mistresses there, too.
Mm-hmm. It's where they make sure that the children are always kept at an altitude with such low oxygen that it prevents them from having ADD.
Oh, that's good, because I don't want my kids, there's 2 of them?
Yes.
Right? Okay, 2 of them. Bartholomew and Kale, you said.
Kale.
Yes, Kale. Yes, I love them dearly.
That's
so much.
The G.
I was reading there's one under the Pacific Ocean where there's even less oxygen, and they're just surrounded by salt water, and salt is good for people's skin, so I hear.
Yes, the blue school. They like to think that the immense pressure from under the sea helps the children concentrate.
Oh, yes. Pressure is always a good thing. I love having pressure. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to that nice yoga studio with the yoga teacher and we do yoga, there's lots of pressure there.
Yes, where she lays on top of you.
Yes, and we have sex multiple times through the night. Mm. It's really only one time. And by one, I mean hardly, because, you know, I'm pretty impotent.
I know. That's why I don't want it anywhere near me.
Yes.
You know, there's also the Juniper School.
Oh, which one's that?
That's where they hang the children from trees so that they learn to trust their surrounding nature and feel free in sort of a floating through life when things might not be steady.
Oh, I saw a brochure for the Jupiter School, which is what I thought you were talking about, where we send them into space and they live inside a giant hurricane.
That one has a little bit of a military academy feel to it, though.
They don't need that. Only the best for our Bartholomew and Kale.
Are they with the nanny?
The what?
The nanny?
Oh, yes. I'm having sex with her as well.
No, does she have the children?
You have the children, right? I got you pregnant. And
I gave birth.
Yes. You gave birth because we are proud parents.
Yes.
Yes.
I will never do that to my body again.
No.
I will never forgive you for doing that to my body.
Yes. I'm very sorry.
You disgust me.
It's just, you know, it wasn't hard enough. So I just like put it on my hand and then like stuck my hand up there. And I was like, hey, you're pregnant, right?
Like a soft worm.
Yeah.
Aren't you fucking a kindergarten teacher?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good point. And I think she does some tutoring on the side. I can go over there. Let me check the time. Oh, I can go over there in a couple hours. I think would be a good time to talk to her about that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's good. And you'll be okay here?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go fuck my personal trainer.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if he was out of the country again or not.
All right, see you at dinner, boo.
Okay, see you. Love you.
And that was two rich idiots deciding which Montessori school to send their child to.
The recent anti-abortion legislation passed in several states poses the greatest threat to freedom and democracy to come from the Trump administration and their allies since about 2 weeks ago. Therefore, in an attempt to help lawyers tied to a broken system battle these abhorrent laws, I propose the following position.
Since all children born in America are still required to register for the draft, the anti-abortion laws violate the Third Amendment as they force women to quarter soldiers.
Now, I think this argument is what constitutional scholars call pretty fucking flawless, for three reasons.
Number one, precedent.
Lawyers use the big word precedent a lot, which when translated out of lawyer means...
Please, dear God, don't make me make a decision. Find a time someone else already talked about this. I'm a cowardly little chicken shit. That's why I went to law school in my 20s instead of doing drugs and having human experiences.
And when that precedent ties into the Constitution, it's even better. Because the white men on the Supreme Court will never question the Founding Fathers.
Number two, arguing on their terms.
The men who support the abortion bans have made it clear that reasonable arguments don't work on them, like...
For a person who talks about freedom, you sure do love telling other people what to do.
Or...
Women are people, you sadistic fuck. I'm very sorry that discussing ectopic pregnancies is the closest thing you have to a sex life, but stop forcing your pathetic, impotent hate on the rest of us.
But this argument uses a fuckboy's favorite debating technique... Legalese nonsense.
Number three, counterpoint.
The only real counterpoint they could raise is...
I don't think that's what the framers intended.
To which you can say...
Well, in that case, let's talk about gun control.
Because if we're not going to vote Nazis out of office, or punch them, or guillotine them in the town square, can we, at the very least, force them to spend 20 minutes trying to choose between their hatred of women and their love of death? Anyway, now you have a game plan, you poor dumb bastards who still think the rule of law exists in America. For the final edition, I'm Ben Kirshner. Unless you're a lawyer who took offense to this piece, in which case, for the final edition...
I'm Barry Lank. Hey!
So that was all written by Sybil O'Malley, Joe Davis, Keith Saltajanes, Barry Lank, and Ben Kirshner. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Jessica Park, Dominique DeBell, Samantha Gerwitz, Chase O'Donnell, Gil Barron, and Mike Besaw.
Lots of music from Kevin MacLeod. All sketches were produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with help at the UBN Go Studios by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. But I'm afraid that last part will no longer be true going into the future. The final edition has had to move out of UBN just because of the location. Getting the crew out to Burbank every week has become an expensive strain, so we've had to find a studio that's closer to most of the cast and potential cast. I am very sad to leave UBN. If you're ever looking for an affordable studio in Burbank, Tony Sweet and Kurt Carlson at UBN Go are just the best people. Also, if you subscribe to this show, things may get a little wonky over the next few weeks as I figure out how to transfer our subscribers to a new account. We'll be back next week from our new studio in Koreatown. Good night! La chanson d'amour